This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's country station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Each year, the skies over Riverside fill with the sound of gratitude and remembrance as Flabob Airport opens its gates for a special community celebration honoring our nation's heroes. This free annual Veterans Day event brings together families, veterans, and aviation enthusiasts to pay tribute to those who have served our country. This year's celebration takes place on Saturday, November 8th, and will feature aircraft displays, live music, food, and heartfelt moments of recognition for the men and women who've worn the uniform. It's a day to come together as a community, to remember the past, and to thank the people who continue to protect our freedom right here at one of Riverside's most historic landmarks, Flabob Airport. Here to tell us more is Clarissa Sanchez, a staff member with the Tom Wathan Center who owns Flabob. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Start by telling us the story of Flabob Airport. How did it get started and why is it such an important part of aviation history here in Riverside?
Flabob Airport, originally it was called the Riverside Airport. It was founded by Roman Warren, a cowboy aviator who was really an aviation enthusiast. He wanted to grab people's attention with aviation because back in the days when you were flying an airplane, everybody thought you were crazy. I mean, till this day, people think you're crazy. So what's it called? He ended up flying underneath the bridge. There's a story over the Mission Bridge. I don't know exactly the name of it, but just to get people's attention about aviation, it didn't work out well. So Roman Warren, he ended up, I think, was falling short of the business back in the days. So in 1925, around that era, Flavio and Bob, they founded the airport. So it was called Riverside at the time. And there's another Riverside airport in Riverside. And one time there was an accident happened in Riverside and the firefighters came to actually Flabob, but it was Riverside. And the firefighters like, hey, you need to change your name. Like, we can't have two airports with the same name. Mm. So then Flavio and Bob got three letters of their name and they named it Flabob. And most people pronounce it wrong. They say Flabob, but it's really called Flabob. Our airport just turned 100 years old this year. In the beginning, it quickly became a small dirt strip and quickly became a hub of home builders and aviation enthusiasts. Over the years, Flabob became known as the place where people didn't just fly airplanes. They built them, they restored them, and passed on the passion to others. It was one of the fifth oldest general aviation airports in Southern California till this day. We have so many old-timers that we call ourselves Flabobians. We are privately owned and operated by the Tom Wathan Center, and we are always open to the public. That's just been our mission and goal.
So tell us about Tom Wathan. How did he become connected with Flabob?
Tom Wathan, he was an aviation enthusiast. He was very well known at the airport. He would come by and, you know, see the airplanes, but it was more of the community involvement. And one day, actually, Flavio and Bob were struggling keeping the airport afloat. So the house developers were about to buy it. And Tom Wathan was like, hey, I don't want this airport to sell. It's like, you know, his home. Like, this is something more. So then he ended up buying the airport. He was a successful entrepreneur, aviation enthusiast, and he saw how special Flabob was and wanted to make sure it would continue to inspire future generations. He purchased the airport and he ended up creating it, the Tom Watson Center, which is now a nonprofit dedicated to providing educational programs to children, youth, young adults, and it's now an educated campus where we have multiple schools. We have the Flabob Airport Preparatory Academy, which I personally graduated from and attended. It ranges from middle school to high school. And then we also have the Spartan Aeronautical College, which where kids learn AMP, which is an aircraft and power plant mechanic. They specialize in working on the engine and like the power plant itself. And then we have the Restoration Program, which is basically a Red Barn Aviation. Every Saturday from 8 to 12 is where Dave Almy, our instructor, he's one of the best and coolest instructors. I also attended that program. I can speak for myself. I've learned so much from him. And it's a free program. We don't charge any of it. Every Saturday from 8 to 12, Dave is there having kids put to work on airplanes. They learn teamwork. They learn so much experience in aviation. And so many kids around the neighborhood don't know that we exist here in Jurupa Valley or Riverside. And we're trying to change that.
How has the airport evolved from its early days to what it represents today?
Flabob has evolved tremendously since its early days. We began as a simple gathering place for local pilots. It has grown into a thriving aviation education campus. After that, it was a thriving community in aviators who were building experimental aircraft. Today, the story has completely changed. Flabob is alive with activity, home to aviation schools and youth programs, such as EAA Chapter 1. We are the first chapter of many EAA chapters around the world. There's hundreds. And aircraft restoration program that keeps vintage airplanes in the air. We ensure our airport isn't just preserving history, but living it and creating it.
You mentioned that the Tom Watson Center is known for its commitment to education. Tell us about some of the programs you run for students and young people.
Of course. We host several programs, including the Red Barn Aviation Program. It gives students a chance to learn about building, repair, and restoration of aircraft and hoping they become involved in aviation. Middle and high school and young adults are always welcome and encouraged to come and stop by and learn from Instructor Dave. They learn sanding, varnishing, rib stitching, painting, and every other aspect of restoration skills taught to the students. Time spent in building the project is documented and can be applied to AMP aircraft building training. The Tom Watson Center sees this program to be a positive way to inspire youth using aviation to empower young people. Through aviation, they learn responsibility, leadership, planning, and teamwork. There's also another program called Rocketry. It's a seasonal program in the fall and in the spring. We have the Rocket Lab, where students learn rocketry and engineering. They actually get to build their rockets on site, but not launch them because of the airspace or at our small airport. We actually go to a launch site and take them out in the desert, and they launch them there. And they get to see how successful their rocket launch went, which is really exciting. And then we also provide field trips and air academies. Air academies happen during the summer between June and July. So if you're interested in a field trip, please give us a call at 951-683-2309. We also collaborate with EAA Chapter 1 for Young Eagles flights. I encourage you to actually also check that out. It gives kids their first airplane ride for free. The ages is, I believe, 8 to 14, but you can also find more information on the website. And of course, you can also look on our website at flabob.org. Everything we do is designed to show students that aviation is accessible and full of opportunity.
I'm speaking with Clarissa Sanchez, a staff member with the Tom Watson Center who owns Flabob Airport in Riverside. How do these programs introduce aviation to kids who might not otherwise have access to it?
We remove barriers, financial, educational, and even mental barriers. We offer free and low-cost programs. Many of our students come from schools that don't offer aviation programs, and we are a campus full of it. Whether it's their first airplane ride, helping them build a rocket, or letting them sit in a cockpit, or even seeing an airplane fly by on an occasional day, we make it real and hands-on. They realize aviation isn't just for pilots. It's for anybody who is interested or, you know, curious about it.
Do you see a lot of your students pursuing careers in aviation or aerospace after their time with Flabob?
Absolutely. Many of our students go on to study aerospace engineering, mechanics, and became pilots in many others' career fields in aviation. There's so many successful stories. There is a couple of students who are working in, I believe, one of the major airlines, American Airlines, and some are engineers in Boeing. Others find their niche in air traffic control, instructors, mentors, or even just volunteering. Continuing the cycle of inspiration, we do have a youth opportunity program for misguided and disadvantaged youth. Students They are taught basic structural repair, fabric covering, prep, and paint. Two programs of this nature are available in aircraft restoration and auto body. And if those students who walk in and are like, hey, aviation's not for me, we actually have an auto body shop there on the airfield for kids and young adults who are interested in building and restoring cars too as well.
FLABOB has been called a living museum of aviation. What does that mean in practice?
It means you don't just see history here, you experience it. These airplanes are 70 years old and they're well-maintained and they're still flying to this day. You'll see biplanes from the 1930s, home-built classics, and experimental aircraft taking off every weekend. It's a place where restoration, history, and flying all happen side by side.
How do you balance preserving historic aircraft and traditions while still keeping the airport active and modern?
We're careful to preserve its charm, and our hangars and signage and layout will reflect its aviation golden age, but we also make sure we're adapting to today's standards. That means keeping that look, and it's just a gem of an airport. It's not like any other ramp with just airplanes parked. We have a park for people to come in and, you know, take pictures, have picnics with their family, have kids explore around. We're open to the public, which that means is that if you go to any other airport, they won't let you in or take pictures. We allow that to experience that with the future generation.
What makes the culture at FLABOB unique compared to other airports?
I'd say the community. Everybody at FLABOB is like family. Once you get to know them, everybody is just so supportive. From my own experience, like I said, I graduated from FLABOB Airport Preparatory Academy, but I've always wanted to learn to fly. So I just asked around, I took an internship, and with that internship, I've met so many people around the airport. And I just really encourage like young people to just go out there and try to, you know, find what you want to do and also figure it out along the way. There's people that you'll meet, and FLABOB is one of them. It's just so special of an airport.
I'm speaking with Clarissa Sanchez, a staff member with the Tom Waffen Center, who owns FLABOB Airport in Riverside. How does FLABOB Airport contribute to the Riverside community outside of aviation through events, tourism, or local partnerships?
We're a proud part of Hurupa Valley and Riverside County. Throughout the year, we host community events like our Veterans Day celebration. This is actually our 23rd annual, which is happening Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some major attractions and activities is that Veterans, this day is for you. We appreciate you. FLABOB Airport, we actually have one of our main board members. He's a veteran, and he actually started this Veterans Day celebration, and he's a major contribution of this airport, and we just appreciate him so much. But he also found that the veterans, they are important to us, and it's a day to celebrate them and also have our community involved. And like I said, it's a free event to the public, and you don't want to miss it. Some highlights of the event is our Veterans Welcome Center, where we have challenge coins and raffles and cake and veterans resources that veterans might not have. We'll have the honor ceremony and parade at noon, a formal recognition, and then we'll have the Veterans Day HQ, which also will provide veterans resources. Some aviation things that will be going on is airplane rides. That will be happening available for purchase, but we are doing a special raffle where we'll announce three lucky winners to win a free biplane ride, and you can get your tickets at our Eventbrite. Also, you can find it on our website. Enter a chance to win, because you don't want to miss it, especially in Hurupa Valley. You don't want to miss an airplane ride. But the only requirement is you have to be 18 and older. We'll have some static aircraft displays. What's also great about FLABOB is that we have warbirds. We have World War II, D-Day doll. You can look it up online. It has some really incredible history, and you don't want to miss a warbird flying and some skydivers jumping out of the airplane. We will have skydivers jumping off, and then we'll have museum tours, like presenting the Wright Flyer, who, you know, started aviation without aviation without the Wright brothers. So you might want to check that out as well. We'll have a race replicas, which is basically old-time racers aircraft, also will be open. We'll have live music, bands, car show. We'll have a kid zone for families. We'll have a petting zoo. We'll have a youth market. We'll have kids selling their entrepreneur skills, having that. We'll have hands-on activities. We'll have Home Depot there. We'll have food and vendors. And not only that, our cafe was closed, but this time we're having our grand opening of the FLABOB Cafe Saturday, November 8th, and come check it out. And then we'll have the toy drive, which you can also donate an unwrapped toy to support military families.
What role does the airport play in inspiring future generations, especially here in Southern California?
We show young people that aviation isn't out of reach. It's right here in their backyard, whether they dream of flying, fixing or restoring aircraft, or just being around aviation. We give them a place to start. Our goal is to plant a seed of curiosity and confidence that could one day turn into a lifelong career.
Can community members visit or take part in these activities, even if they aren't pilots?
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome at Flay Bob. You can tour the airport, visit the cafe, we'll have our grand opening. Join us for our community celebrations like Veterans Day. You don't have to be a pilot to feel at home here. Just curious about airplanes in the community.
And how can people support the Tom Wathan Center's mission, whether by volunteering, donating, or simply attending events?
There are lots of ways to get involved. You can volunteer for events, donate to support our youth programs, or even sponsor some of our educational programs. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're privately owned. So what that means is that we run off of donations. So anything helps to keep running our programs and to help keep kids and young adults flying and, you know, to pursue your dreams.
What are your hopes for the future of the Tom Wathan Center and Flay Bob Airport?
We want to continue growing as a beacon of education and empowering and guiding the next generation to come. That means expanding our programs and welcoming more students. Ultimately, we want Flay Bob to keep inspiring the youth and provide all resources in aviation that they may pursue a career in aviation. And if not, they'll carry those skills and apply to their life in whatever industry they choose.
What legacy do you think Flay Bob will leave for Riverside and the aviation world?
Flay Bob's legacy is one of inspiration, showing that small airports can make a huge impact. It sure has made a huge impact on me. We've proven that aviation can change lives, connect communities, and keep history alive. For Riverside, Flay Bob will always be a place with endless possibilities. It's a living reminder of how aviation can shape lives, build community, and ignite curiosity. If you've never been to Flay Bob, come visit. Whether you're here for an event, a flight lesson, or just to watch the planes, you'll leave with a smile and maybe even a little inspiration to take the skies yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've been speaking with Clarissa Sanchez, a staff member with the Tom Wathan Center who owns Flay Bob Airport in Riverside. Anything else you want us to know about the Tom Wathan Center, Flay Bob, or the Veterans Day celebration?
I just encourage the community to come and join our celebration with us and ask us questions. Just stop by and say hello. We'd love to have you all there.
And where can we go to get more information?
You can get more information on our website at flaybob.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I hope this Veterans Day event is a huge success.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I very much appreciate it. I had a great time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.